Sounds of Machikos on this one that is titled A Peace in the World. It is now 4:07. A very good afternoon to you and you and you, wherever you are joining us from on this beautiful hour, which is the hour of 4. I am your host, Abigail, and I will be with you until the hour of 6 this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It is a very special Sunday. Yes, I almost said it's the last Sunday, but it happens to be not the last Sunday. We still have one more Sunday, for the month of March to come to an end. But, regardless, it is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It is a bit hot, but yeah. We can work with the heat that is outside. Today I was talking to my parents back home. I'm quickly looking for something. Let's go quickly and a break, and we'll come continue shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, and I am back. So I was talking about the weather. It's quite hot in Windhoek. But earlier on when I was talking to my parents today, the network was not so nice. And I asked, what's happening there? How is the weather? And they were like, no, it's a bit cloudy this side, you know. And I was a bit jealous at the fact that there is no rain in Windhoek. This year, I think we are facing a dry spell in Windhoek because the rain is just not here. As I was coming to the station, I saw a few clouds out there, and I'm hoping they do come together and maybe rain a bit because it's very hot. Last Sunday, I couldn't be with you guys because I had traveled. I went to Swakopmund and it was very hot. That side, it's also very, very, very hot. And that's why I was not with you guys last Sunday. Well, regardless of that, here I am. And we have about an hour and 59. No, let me just say 58 minutes that we are going to be together on this beautiful Sunday. I will be with you until 6 o'clock. And from the hour of 6, Hende will be with you guys on the Eagle Spot Zone. So the reason why I played this particular song, it's because yesterday we were celebrating our independence. Namibia is 36 years old, meaning Namibia has been independent for the past 36 years. And it is an incredible thing to, you know, to see, to witness, looking at how far we have come as a country, or how far Namibia has come as a country. And really, we are really grateful. You know, if you look at other countries and if you look at Namibia, Namibia is indeed a very peaceful country. We are known as the Republic of Namibia. We are found in Southern Africa, and we border the Atlantic Ocean to the west. There's Angola and there's also Zambia. To the north, we have Botswana, and to the east, we have South Africa, right? So that is very beautiful. And to the south, we have, you know, Zimbabwe. And the bad thing about me is that I'm not good with these directions. South, east, north, west. I don't know. I can't even give the correct direction to save my life. That's the problem. So yeah, that is Namibia. And it is known as one of the driest countries in sub-Saharan Africa. And you know, it has been inhabited since prehistoric times by the Khoi, San, Damara, and Nama people. So yesterday there were celebrations in the capital starting from Friday. Friday there was a performance, or there was a show just to celebrate for the youth that took place at Zoo Park. And the initial celebration for the Independence Day took place yesterday at Semnema Stadium. Those who could, I'm sure they went. I couldn't. So I happened to get sick on Friday. I was not expecting it, but I happened to get sick on Friday. So yesterday I was just like home, didn't even participate in anything. Yeah, nothing really, nothing of importance. I was just home. Today I was also just home, except I woke up. I think it was around 9 when I woke up. And I went to go cook oats because I like to eat oats on Sundays. They are really nice. I also like to eat oats on Sundays because they really stay in your tummy, you know. I don't have to eat lunch. I only go eat something when I knock off. So, yeah, happy birthday, Namibia. 36 years is actually a great age. And we are happy we have come this far. 13 past the hour of 4. I've also had a dry cough since last, I think Tuesday. Yeah, I think somewhere there, Tuesday, I've been battling a dry cough. But all is well. I'm here. We are definitely in each other's company until the hour of 6 o'clock. So I just decided that, you know, for the first 30 minutes of this show, we are going to listen to, you know, these old tracks like the Mashikos. And now I'm going to play you guys Lucky Dube. And after that, I'm going to surprise you with something else. And of course, we will listen to these songs up until 4:30. So from 4:30, we will get into today's conversation. What are we conversing about today on this lovely Sunday afternoon? So here is the sounds of Lucky Dube. I've got you, babe.
Understand me. All the women I had before never understood me. Now that I find you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further. Now that I find you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further. Now that I found you, baby, I ain't gonna look no further. Thank you.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
The year 1963, the people's president was taken away.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Wapungwa e data, oe dipungwa paife, richacha na parate zande tokara wakwa takanifwa, evi mbokeshe, pehena omalimbiriro. Kuchaneo owara oku streaminga, oku scrollinga, ile oku hustlinga online. Kareka kwe ya kuroroe alushe oku jako parate zlango na parekwa, toshiningi evi mbokeshe, kesha pauli, richacha evi mbokeshe oku pitira menere davodayo lokangashi, Airtime City, Parates Shop, Parates App, Parates Website, ile oku pitira ako self-service portal. Kapena shota shikukerele oku mona ea kuro kujako parates toshi ningi efi mbokeshe omkaro waenderera upukulongifa nusho kuinekerwa tarera po epanjara boni na ko recharge.parates.africa
parates. Yeah, but yes, it is now half past the hour of 4 o'clock. Ooh, sorry. Sorry. I thought I was switching the mic off so I could clear my throat, but yeah, mistakes happen and, we apologize and we continue. So yeah, as I was saying, well, the first 30 minutes or the first half hour, we were going to listen to, you know, the good olden, songs such as the ones we were just listening to right before the ad break. While we listen to sounds of Mashikosi, Peace in the World, Lucky Duvet, I Want You Babe. We also listen to Mabri, Brenda Fassie, My Black President, Viva, Viva. And we also listen to Cheek to Cheek, So Good, So Nice. So, you know, one of the comments that I saw that really caught my attention is a comment that said that, no wonder our parents' marriages used to last so long because of the type of music they used to listen to. And I think I do agree with what that person said or that particular comment, because the music that our parents used to listen to back in the days, it was really so nice, you know. It carried a very important message. It was just not music. It was music with a message that has a meaning that people can resonate to, or that people can relate to, or that a message that people can understand. You see? So yeah, that was so nice. Probably we should be doing this more on the crossover, that, the first hour we just listened to 2, 3, 4 songs, olden goldies, and then we continue with the show. As I said earlier on before that, from half past the hour of 4, we will come get into today's conversation. And of course, the music will also change to Sunday Gems, as we are all used on the show. So today we are going to talk about discipline over motivation. This is what we are going to talk about today. You know that many people struggle to stay consistent in life because they wait to feel motivated before they take action. And this is something that I have seen. Probably I might have experienced it as well, but I have seen it happen to a lot of people. But motivation is not always there. Some days you feel ready to work, and other days you feel tired, discouraged, or distracted. So the big question today is, should we rely on motivation, or should discipline guide our daily lives? So that is what we are going to be discussing today, how discipline helps people stay focused, consistent, and committed when it comes to their goals, even when motivation is low. So that is what we are going to talk about today. Discipline over motivation. As I say that, many people struggle to stay consistent in life, and people actually don't realize that the reason why they are struggling to be consistent in everything they do in life is because they rely so much on motivation. They don't know that sometimes when you wake up, motivation is not there. Or sometimes when you need motivation, motivation is not there. So you start now wondering and asking yourself, what could be going wrong? What am I doing wrong? So the answer is that probably you lack discipline. Because when days where you don't feel motivated, how do you continue? So this is where discipline comes in. And this is why we are going to have this conversation, so that if you rely so much on motivation, you need to understand that there are times when motivation is not going to be there. But because you are disciplined, discipline is going to guide you in your daily life, you know, to make sure that you stay focused even on the days where you are not motivated. You remain focused. Or on the days where you feel like you can't be consistent here, you remain consistent when you have discipline. And also, if you are committed to either a goal or a plan or a project, when motivation is low, discipline is going to help you to remain committed. So that is the conversation for today. I don't know why I'm running out of breath. Yes, I don't know why I am running out of breath, but I feel like I am running out of breath. I'm struggling. Why is that? I do not know. So the first thing we are going to start in our conversation is we are going to look at what is motivation. We are also going to look at what is discipline, right? And then we will move on to look at the difference between motivation and the difference between discipline. Because for us to understand why we need to be disciplined rather than depending on motivation, we need to understand all these things. What is motivation? What is discipline? And now, what is the difference between motivation, and also what is the difference between discipline? And then we'll also look at why motivation fades. How come motivation can be there today and then the next day it's not there? Why does it fade? And we will also look at why discipline builds consistency. Why consistency appears in your life when you are disciplined. So these are the things we are going to look at. Probably we should go for a break, because I think I need to catch my breath. I don't know why I am running out of breath. But yeah, we will come continue shortly. Don't go away.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, I think now we can continue with our conversation. Why that was happening, I don't know, but maybe it's also because I am struggling with the dry cough. That could be it. Yeah. Maybe that's why I felt like I am running out of breath here, and I don't know why. So before the break, I was saying that we will look at what is motivation, what is discipline, as well as the difference between motivation and discipline, and also why motivation fades and why discipline actually builds consistency. Those are the first points we are going to discuss, right? So I will start off with what is motivation. We all know that motivation is the driving force behind our actions, right? Motivation is the driving force behind our actions. So what is it that inspires us to chase after our goals and push through obstacles? So motivation is the psychological force that explains why a person does something. It is the driving force behind human actions. For instance, motivation is what helps you stick to a fitness routine or go after the promotion at work. So in short, motivation causes you to act in a way that gets you closer to your goals. So this drive includes a biological, emotional, social, and cognitive forces that activate human behavior. So motivation also involves factors that direct and maintain goal-directed actions. However, such motives are rarely directly observable. As a result, we must often infer the reasons why people do the things they do based on observable behaviors. So what are the types of motivation? Because there are types of motivation, right? So motivation varies for each person, influenced by their situation, goals, and personality. So psychologists often categorize motivation into two main types. So the first one is extrinsic motivation, which comes from outside the individual and often involves rewards like trophies, money, social recognition, or praise. And the other type of motivation is intrinsic motivation, which comes from within the individual, right? For instance, someone might tackle a challenging crossword puzzle simply because they enjoy solving it. Are we understanding the two types of motivations? Are we? Mm-hmm. So as I said, the first one is extrinsic, which comes from outside. So it comes from outside you as a person. And often it involves like trophies, money, social recognition, or praise. Whereas intrinsic motivation comes from within you as an individual. Whereas you might tackle a challenging crossword puzzle simply because you enjoy solving the puzzle, not because you are going to be recognized for solving the puzzle, or you are going to get praises for solving the puzzle, or you are going to win money for solving the puzzle. No, it is just something that you enjoy to do and you do it. So these are the two types of motivation. So far, I am pretty sure that we understand what motivation is. As I said, that we are going to look first at understanding what is motivation and also what is discipline, so that we can understand what we are conversing about today. Now we will look at what is discipline, right? So discipline in life is the practice of controlling actions, emotions, and behaviors to achieve long-term goals, acting according to principles rather than temporary feelings. So it is the essential self-directed act of doing what you should do, even when you do not want to. So this leads to greater freedom, efficiency, as well as success. So this is what discipline is. If we have to go back and look at what motivation is, and then come back and look at what discipline is. So motivation is the psychological force, right? That explains why a person does something. So it is a driving force behind human actions. For example, motivation is what helps you stick to a fitness routine or go after that promotion at work. So in short, motivation causes you to act in a way that gets you closer to your goals. So these drives include the biological, emotional, social, and cognitive forces that activate human behavior. Whereas we are hearing that discipline in life is the practice of controlling actions, emotions, and behaviors to achieve long-term goals, acting according to principles rather than temporary feelings. So it is essential, self-directed act of doing what you should do, even when you do not want to do it, right? So it is the essential self-directed act of doing what you should do, even when you do not want to. With discipline, it doesn't matter if you want to do something, but because you know you have to do it, you will do it. And this leads to greater freedom, consistency, success, as well as efficiency. Whereas motivation is just the driving force to do something, but it does not guarantee that you will do it because you have the driving force. If the driving force is not there, what are you going to do? You are not going to do it. Whereas with discipline, you will do it, right? Because you know that you need to do this thing. Even if you don't want to, you will do it. So that is discipline and also motivation. So now when we look at the difference between motivation and discipline, what is the difference between motivation and discipline? So motivation is the emotional, right? Often temporary spark or desire to start a task. While discipline is the consistent, habitual action of doing the work regardless of how you feel. So motivation gets you started, but discipline keeps you going when enthusiasm fades, making it essential for long-term success. So the key differences between motivation and discipline is that by nature, motivation is feeling based and fleeting, right? Whereas discipline is action based and structural. And when we look at reliability, motivation is unreliable because it comes and it goes. You will never know when it is there. It's sometimes today when you wake up, motivation is there, you feel motivated. And sometimes when you wake up, the motivation is not there. So in a nutshell, motivation is unreliable. It comes and it goes. Whereas when you compare it with discipline, discipline is reliable, which means that discipline is consistent. And also motivation is often an internal or external hype, right? When we talk about internal, this is where we talk about when we talk about, you know, the joy that comes from you doing something that gets you rewards, right? And when we talk about rewards, we talk about maybe trophies. It's a competition. You want to win a certain trophy, or there's an amount of money that you can win. You do that. And when we talk about internal, it's probably you enjoying a video game or you enjoying a game on your cell phone that you like to solve, no matter how difficult it gets. You don't stop there. You continue. So this is what we mean when we say motivation is often an internal or external hype, while discipline represents trained behavior and self-control. And the one thing that I love about discipline is that, you know, when you have disciplined yourself in terms of certain things in your life, believe me, you will realize that you have trained yourself to behave a certain way, and you also have self-control. Nothing, when you have disciplined yourself about something, will ever come between the discipline and that thing. So this is why we say that motivation is often a hype, internally or externally, whereas discipline represents trained behavior and self-control. If I tell you guys that, let me give you an example of the discipline that I came up with. Maybe it has been 2 years now. Should be 2 or 3 years now, right? Where I decided that I will not engage in social activities that happened on a Sunday. Ne? If you have something happening on a Sunday, I am not participating. At first, it would be a struggle because I would find myself, if there's a gathering or there's an event where I know I can't go earlier on in the day because I have to come, you know, do the show. I will come and I do the show. Immediately after the show, I am going. Yes, I would do that. And sometimes I would realize that I get home a bit late than usual. And Monday, I would be very tired, or I will feel very exhausted. You know why? Because when I knock off here at 6, instead of going home and doing things that I need to do, I end up going to these events, or I end up going to these things that I'm not supposed to. And I end up spending so much time there because I'm getting there late already. If I'm getting there, it should be by 6:30, 7:30 there. and then I have to be there for plus minus 3-4 hours. So by the time I get home, it should be close to midnight or past midnight. And I am tired when I wake up Monday morning. So I had to come up with the discipline to say, you are not going to do things on Sundays, right? Doesn't matter. Unless if maybe you are off that Sunday, it's fine. Then maybe you can go do whatever you need to do. But if you know very well that you are working that Sunday, rather go to work. When you knock off, you come back home and that's it. So that is the discipline that I came up with, you know, trained myself to behave in this manner and also to control myself. Even if you call me now and tell me when you knock off on air, can you come here and make a 10? I will tell you, nope, it's not happening because I am so disciplined. I am able to control myself. Right? Yes. Yeah. When I talk so much, I usually feel like, yeah, I am talking. So now let's look at why discipline wins, right? Because the conversation today is us relying on being disciplined than relying on us being motivated. Hence, the topic is discipline over motivation. So while motivation is great for launching projects, it's unreliable because you can feel motivated to do something now. But it doesn't guarantee that in the long run, whatever the idea, whatever the plan, it's going to last. The motivation is going to last. Mm-mm, it's not. Believe me, you can be sitting there right now thinking of something like, I'd like to start a business. Let me give an example of a bar. I like to give examples of a bar. And probably you drink alcohol. Yes. Let me specify, not only you wanting to open a bar, but you also drink alcohol, right? So maybe you went to a certain place or maybe you traveled to another town or another country and you saw a very nice, you went to a nice place where you were drinking alcohol and you are like, I'd like to come up with this, you know, same idea back home. And then you come back. Now you are thinking, okay, I'm so motivated because I went to go see a particular place where I was chilling in another town or in another country, and I'd like to bring that idea back home. You are motivated, right? You are feeling the motivation. Fine. And then you start with the project. So the problem with being motivated and why we say it's unreliable, it's because if you don't discipline yourself to get through with this project, whereas, okay, you maybe find a place, you rent the place, or you build the structure from foundation up. You know, you finish the structure, and then the business starts running, right? If you don't discipline yourself to say, I'm not going to drink out this business, because I also drink alcohol. If you don't discipline yourself to say the motivation that I felt when I was at that place and how it was being run and probably the reviews you were told by people, if you don't discipline yourself to make sure all those things also happen at your place, that place, it will likely not, you know, boom or become a successful business or a successful project. So this is why we say motivation is actually good when it comes to launching projects or tasks or things like that. But at the end of the day, it is unreliable, you know. Whereas discipline allows you to build routines, allows you to build habits that will help you make progress inevitable, even during moments of low energy or low motivation, where when you don't feel like, today I don't feel like doing this, I don't have the energy. But because your behavior, you know, is disciplined and you have self-control, you are going to get up and try to do what you need to do. That is the good thing about, you know, using discipline instead of motivation. Ooh, why is my tummy complaining of hunger? Yeah, 7 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. So far, we have looked at what is motivation. We have also looked at what is discipline. We have also looked at the difference between motivation as well as the difference between discipline. So we will take a short break and we'll come continue shortly. Do not go anywhere. Tune in every Sunday, sir, from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
and of course we continue with our conversation. We are talking about discipline over motivation, right? So now we are going to look at why motivation fades. How come motivation just comes and then it goes? How come sometimes you feel motivated now, but later you are not motivated? Or sometimes you wake up, you are motivated, and other times when you wake up, you are like, "Ooh, I don't think today I can make it to that workspace. Or I don't think today I can survive the hours that I need to go work." How come motivation fades, right? So motivation fades because it is an emotion driven by novelty, hope, and excitement. Not a sustainable long-term system. And often acting as a spark rather than fuel. So as routine sets in, initial excitement wears off and results slow down. Emotional energy wanes, right? So that is the reason why always we feel like emotion. I mean, we feel like motivation fades out. So we are going to listen to this short video that explains why motivation is just a spark and not a sustainable fuel.
Often fade away over time. We're focusing on what's wrong or what's missing in our life, and that gap just continues to grow. And for the majority of people, negative reinforcement is not the thing that will lead to long-term change. So extrinsic motivation is that spark. It's the fire starter, but it often burns out fast. So here's our hypothetical situation. Let's say I'm scrolling through social media and I see strong women working out in the gym. They look confident. They look gorgeous. They look like they have the life that I want to have. Meanwhile, I haven't worked out in weeks. My clothes are feeling super tight and I'm snacking every single night. Suddenly, I feel this burst of motivation. I decide in that moment that I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week. I'm going to cut my calories. I'm going to go all in. But 3 days later, I am exhausted, I am hungry, and I am just miserable. And then I eat a whole sleeve of Oreos, and suddenly the whole plan is ruined. That's extrinsic motivation. It gave me that spark that I needed to get started, but the second things got uncomfortable, it disappeared. Now let's talk about intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is different. Bye, Bear. Excuse you. Come here. No. Thanks. Intrinsic motivation comes from within. It comes from your identity, from your values, from who you want to become. So while extrinsic often comes from that negative space within you, intrinsic comes from a positive source. It's a feeling of hope. It's a feeling of excitement for your future and an understanding that you are already whole as you are and that you're just continuing on a journey to improvement. This type of motivation is much more likely to lead to actual sustainable changes in your life because it is coming from within you. It's based off of your own feelings, your own values, and your own personal goals, no matter what other people may think. When we're motivated by our own goals, our own dreams, we no longer have that feeling of being stagnant. We no longer notice the lack, and we continue to learn and to grow because we're actually striving for more. It's not about fixing yourself. It's about growing yourself. So instead of thinking, I hate how I look, it becomes, I want to feel strong. I want to be there for my kids. I want to build a body that supports an active future. That kind of motivation actually lasts because it's not based off of shame. It's based off of purpose. If you feel like you can't stay motivated, this is probably why. You're either stuck in an all or nothing mindset, or you're looking for a quick fix instead of trying to shift your identity, or you're running purely on that extrinsic motivation and you are running out of that spark. Extrinsic motivation gets you started. Intrinsic motivation keeps the ball rolling. They actually need to work together. So extrinsic, that external motivation, is the spark. It's that fire starter. It's the tinder that gets us moving. And the intrinsic, that internal motivation, is that big old log that you throw onto that fire to keep it burning. Let's go back to that Oreo moment and flip the script. Instead of, I messed up, I ruined everything, intrinsic motivation says, okay, why did this happen? Maybe I was under-eating. Maybe I was overly restrictive. Maybe I was exhausted. But instead of punishing myself and throwing in the towel using that all or nothing mindset, I'm going to adjust. I'm not going to punish myself. I'm going to make the next best choice that I can in that moment. I don't need to start again on Monday, and I don't need to spiral out of control because I am not a problem to be fixed. And I'm a person that is working on building long-term changes. And I'm not going to let a little splash of water put out my fire. That's a completely different energy. That's an energy that allows you to make a mistake and keep moving forward, to not just give up because the spark was put out. That little tinder, the little extrinsic motivation that we had going, gets put out with a splash of water. But now that we have that big log burning, we have those identity changes started with that internal motivation, a little splash of water is no longer putting out our fire. So if you want motivation that actually lasts and carries you further, this is what's going to help. Start by finding a powerful why, not a surface level one, a deep one, one that makes you emotional when you think about it, something rooted in the future.
So why does motivation fade? That is a question I'm sure a lot of us usually ask. And if you have listened to this video and you paid attention, you'll realize that the lady was talking about the fact that, you know, motivation is an emotion that is driven by, you know, especially excitement. She gave an example of social media. You go on social media and you see women who work out. You see women who do this and that and that. Because you are seeing that in that moment, and you also become excited. And then you start doing it because you are motivated in that moment. But 3 days later, you realize, no, this is not for me. I'm too tired for this. I can't do this. That is the problem with motivation. So motivation relies on feelings naturally. And we all know that feelings fluctuate, right? And when feelings fluctuate, it means that there is no consistency. and I don't know why this word is refusing to come out of my tongue. Susceptibility. Yeah? Yes. So, because feelings fluctuate, and because motivation relies on feelings, this can mean that there's going to be inconsistency and susceptibility, you know, to stress, to poor sleep, and also busy schedules. So this is the reason why motivation actually fades. It's just feelings. You know, you can't rely on it. It's something that comes and goes. So if you don't work hard to make sure that it stays, it won't be there. It will be gone. Right? So now let's look at why discipline builds consistency. Why are we talking about relying on discipline more than relying on motivation? Discipline builds consistency by replacing fleeting motivation with structured habits. You know, allowing for actions to be repeated regardless of mood or desire. Because with motivation, you are working with moods, you are working with desires and all that. But with consistency, there's no such a thing as I'm not in the mood or I have no desire to do that. No. It creates reliable routines that reduce reliance on willpower, ensuring steady progress towards a goal or towards projects or towards tasks. So by choosing long-term rewards over temporary comfort, so discipline turns action into automatic daily habits. So how does discipline lead to consistency? First of all, it leads to consistency through habit formation. Discipline transforms repeated conscious actions into automatic routines, making it easier to show up every day, you know. Overcoming resistance, discipline provides the mental strength to act, even when tired, even when bored, even when unmotivated, you know, maintaining momentum. And also, discipline brings structure to daily life, ensuring that small, intentional actions are taken consistently. And also, discipline helps individuals navigate setbacks, providing the focus needed to remain consistent in long-term goals. This is why we say that discipline leads to consistency. So a lot of us need to practice discipline so that we can see results. Because usually one thing that I usually say is that if you are not consistent in this life, it will be hard for you to achieve things. It will be hard for you to see results. It will be hard for you to see anything because you are not consistent in life at the end of the day. Right? It is 7 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, I feel like I have preached so much. But before we go for a musical break, I do have a question for you. And the question is, do you believe discipline is more important than motivation? That is my question from me to you. Based on the discussion we are having, do you believe discipline is more important than motivation? And we will go for a musical break, a needed musical break. I've preached for quite some time now. Well, here is Phil Collins, I Wish It Would Rain Down. And of course, this is actually my wish. Remember how I was here talking in the beginning of the show that I wish it could rain. You know, we are just hearing about rain in other parts of the country. Like, to be honest, my region, Zambezi region, has really received rain. Like, they have really received rain. And so far, we are even getting reports about flooding. You know, flood is already there. The Zambezi River is also full, like full to capacity. People don't even remember when last did they see the river so full, like it's really full. So it's a really good thing to hear or experience or to see, you know. because it has been dry for quite some time. But I'm also complaining now about the fact that we did not receive so much rain in the capital, because we do need the rain. And I've been praying that it rains. We are almost in April now, but still there is no rain. It looks like this is a very dry season for Windhoek. So here is Phil Collins. I wish it would rain down.
listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Maybe I swear you can say. Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuana. Kono ngeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Mune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nyokumona oijabweli nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Konmara itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. Is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Love is magical. That's how I feel. But I have not the words yet to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion, but there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away. And nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I am lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible. If God is on my side, when I'm with you, I'm in light. When I cannot be found, is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, that's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away. Nothing is for real. I go anywhere, can't do anything, just to touch your face. There's no mountain high I cannot climb. I'm humbled in your grace.
Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. Oh, I'm with you, I am lost words.
That's how I feel. But in your presence I am lost for words. Words like I love you.
Thank you.
remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over.
It is now 29 past the hour of 5 o'clock. You are still tuned to the crossover that is with me, Abigail, up until 6 o'clock. That is half an hour from now. Yeah. All in simple terms, 30 minutes from now, I will say my goodbyes to you. So far we have covered a few points in our discussion, which is discipline over motivation. We have spoken about what is motivation, what is discipline, the difference between motivation and discipline, why does motivation fade, and also why discipline builds consistency. So motivation is an emotional and temporary feel, right? Motivation is based on feelings, while discipline is structured and long-term. So an example that I can give is, you know, a student may feel motivated to study today, but may not feel the same tomorrow. And that is the truth. But discipline helps the student to start every day, regardless of the mood. Whether the student wants to study, whether the student does not want to study, discipline will help them to make sure that they study every day. So I ask the question to you guys, do you believe discipline is more important than motivation? Do you believe discipline is more important than motivation? That is the question that I ask to you guys. And if I have to give my 2 cents on this question, is that indeed discipline is actually important than motivation. As we have heard through the discussion that, you know, motivation is unreliable. Motivation can come anytime. Motivation can go anytime. Whereas discipline, we all know that if you discipline yourself, you have self-control and you have also changed your behavior, or you have made sure that your behavior works with your discipline, you will see that a lot of things will materialize in your life in terms of projects, tasks, everything that you put your mind to, they will materialize because you are disciplined. You know, you don't rely on motivation. Motivation is unreliable. Motivation comes and goes, whereas discipline is there to stay, and it helps you to achieve things. It helps you to see consistency in the things that you do. So we are now going to look at, you know, how you can build self-discipline, you as an individual. If you lack self-discipline, how can you build it, right? So self-discipline is a comprehensive mindset, a framework that allows you to navigate life's complexities with a certain level of ease. Imagine it as a sort of internal compass guiding you to make decisions that are in harmony with your core values and long-term objectives. So this skill set isn't just about self-control or personal restraint. It's about channeling your energy in a focused and purposeful way. So if you are an entrepreneur, right? Let me give that an example. If you are an entrepreneur, self-discipline helps you to sift through opportunities and pitfalls, you know, enabling you to steer your company or your business in the direction that aligns with your overarching goals, right? So similarly, in family life, it's what helps us to pack up and set out on an adventure with enthusiasm, despite the logistical challenges that come with having a big family, or maybe you guys are too many for logistics in the family. But because you are disciplined, right, you will find a way to overcome these challenges. So now how do you now develop self-discipline as an individual? So the first one is to set clear goals. Setting clear goals is like your North Star in the journey to develop self-discipline. It's more than just scribbling down some objectives. It's about creating a comprehensive plan for your life. Think of it as your own personal GPS guiding you through the decisions and actions that will help you reach your destination. You should never underestimate the power of small goals. These are your mile markers on the road to larger aspirations. Small goals keep you focused and provide that extra push when you are feeling bogged down. So achieving these smaller targets not only provides a sense of accomplishment, but also acts as a motivational boost towards tackling bigger challenges. Practice breaking down your long-term goals into manageable parts. If your goal is to scale a mountain, start with smaller trails. If you are eyeing a business expansion, begin with research and initial planning. These baby steps make the process less daunting and give you actionable points to focus on. But what if things don't go as planned? You know, you should always have a backup plan. This isn't admitting defeat. It's being prepared for life's uncertainties. A backup plan keeps you on track and assures you that a setback isn't the end of the world, but merely a detour. The second is to learn to prioritize and manage your time. Time management is a cornerstone of self-discipline. But let's clarify what that really means. So when we talk about managing your time effectively, we are not talking about just a logistical exercise. It's a skill that allows you to build discipline by focusing on what truly matters. The ability to prioritize tasks goes hand in hand with better control over your life's trajectory, paving the way for success in any endeavor. So how can you better prioritize? Well, for starters, you can categorize your tasks into urgent, important, and optional urgent tasks. The fire drills. They need to be done now. So important tasks contribute to your long-term goals and mission. Optional tasks are nice to do but aren't urgent or particularly important. So by labeling your tasks this way, you bring your daily actions in line with your bigger goals, creating a powerful feedback loop that helps you stay motivated. Another strategy to boost your time management is to use tools like time blocking, which involves dedicating chunks of time to specific tasks. It's a great technique to build discipline, prevent procrastination, and make your work sessions more productive. When you integrate effective time management into your daily routine, you are actively shaping your life around what you deem most valuable. So this exercise in decision-making helps build discipline and reinforces your intrinsic motivation, which are both key ingredients for achieving lasting success. And the third one is to create daily routines. Don't sleep on the power of a solid daily routine. It's your blueprint for a disciplined life. Consistency is key when it comes to self-discipline, and one of the best self-discipline examples is adhering to a routine that incorporates good habits. Think of a daily routine as the scaffolding that supports your best self, letting you focus on important tasks rather than getting bogged down in decision fatigue. So a well-thought-out daily routine can provide stability amid chaos. It not only helps establish good habits, but also quashes unhealthy ones that can be self-sabotaging. You can try starting your morning routine with a quick meditation followed by a review of the day's agenda. This sets a focused, intentional tone for the day, allowing you to tackle tasks with clarity and precision. You want to see how successful people build self-discipline? Well, you can look at their daily routines. For example, from Bill Gates' time blocking technique to Oprah's gratitude journaling, disciplined people often have set activities that kick off their days. So these routines can range from making your bed first, first thing in the morning, a small win that sets a positive tone for the day, to designating specific blocks of time, for example, to emails, to project work, and even family time. Now, the aim is to prioritize important tasks and allocate time accordingly, making you more effective and allowing you to accomplish more in your day. So start building a daily routine that aligns with your goals and watch how quickly you evolve into a more disciplined person, you know. After all, mastering self-discipline starts with mastering your day. And the one thing that I can say when it comes to starting off your day by making your bed as a sign of being disciplined, I have seen this, you know. And I've also heard the fact that if you are leaving your house without making your bed, you lack self-discipline and you are likely to not respect others. You are likely not to be disciplined in other areas of your life. So if you are the type that wakes up without making your bed, you lack self-discipline. But we continue. 20 more minutes to go. So another thing you could do is build willpower. You know, think of willpower as the internal battery that fuels your ability to make better choices. To build this mental muscle, you have to act, not just think. You know, you have to act, not just think. Just as I make it a practice to prep, you know, for things, making good choices in one area of my life, or also you making a good choice or choices in one area of your life can create a positive ripple effect in others. If you want to be more punctual, setting an alarm and actually getting up when it rings is a simple act, but demonstrates the cultivation of willpower. So developing good habits like sticking to a to-do list or setting boundaries at work trains your willpower. Celebrate your little victories, because every time you resist temptation or break a bad habit, you are strengthening your willpower reservoir. So over time, the collective impact of these small acts will help you achieve self-discipline. Consistent behavior in this direction creates a cycle of success where your growing willpower helps you accomplish more challenging goals. Also, focus on your mental health, and practice self-care. No matter how strong your willpower, you can't overlook the role of mental health in achieving self-discipline. Just as you wouldn't embark on a strenuous hike without the proper gear and preparation, your mental well-being needs its own form of upkeep. This isn't just a good habit, it's a necessity. So one important form of self-care is being able to appropriately manage the stresses that come with daily life. Stress management isn't just for your feel-good moments. It's for every moment. So remember to always do mindful exercises, regular physical activity, and adequate sleep, which are very important for your mental health. And they are your mental health's best allies. So make this practice non-negotiable in your daily routine. By staying mentally balanced, you are setting up a strong foundation upon which your willpower and self-discipline can flourish. Avoid temptations and distractions. If you are working on your self-discipline or you'd like to be disciplined, you need to avoid temptations and distractions. So avoiding temptations and distractions is key to building discipline. One effective way to resist unhealthy habits is to proactively remove temptations from your environment. For instance, if you are trying to eat healthier and lose weight, don't stock your pantry with the junk food. If social media is your Achilles heel, consider ad blockers or setting aside specific scroll times. Basically, you are putting systems in place to avoid self-sabotaging behaviors that won't save you in the long run. Delayed gratification is another aspect of avoiding temptations. For example, you can delay your Netflix binge until you've hit a small milestone on a project you are working on. Choosing to delay gratification creates fewer distractions and helps you focus on what's really important. Because healthy habits like these don't only benefit your own life, they ripple out to improve every area you touch, from work to family activities. So remember, the goal is not to make your life a fun-free zone, but to be deliberate about what you let in. Whether you are aiming for a personal or professional accomplishment, minimizing distractions will put you on a faster track to achieving your goals. And last but not least, focus on persistence and consistency. Finally, achieving self-discipline isn't a one-time event. It's a long-term commitment. It's about making steady progress, finding the motivation to stick to your plans, and not giving up when things get tough, right? In my experience, be it whatever in your life, consistency and persistence are your most reliable allies. Remember, even the most challenging mountains are conquered one step at a time. So there you go. If you'd like to become self-disciplined in your life, you can try a few of these steps. Also try to look up, more steps or more tips on how you can actually develop self-discipline. It is now 4:45 of 6 o'clock. 15 more minutes. We'll go for a musical break and I'll be right back to say my goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So here is the sounds of Mary J. Blige. I know it's not morning, but yeah, here is Good Morning Gorgeous.
It's so hard just holding on and keeping picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Find my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. I refuse to let it in me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, I wake up every morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this way. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning. Gorgeous, good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself, yeah. All the times that I wanted to be someone else, yeah. All the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself? Why did I hate so intensely? Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this way. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, morning, gorgeous. I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? You said we'd be forever. Said it never die. How could you love me?
Sounds of Boys to Men and Off the Road, bringing us exactly to 5:53, which is 7 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. As we come to the end of today's discussion on discipline over motivation, we are reminded that motivation may come and go, but discipline keeps us moving forward. Small disciplined actions done daily can lead to meaningful progress in our lives, careers, education, and personal growth. So let us focus on building discipline and staying consistent in everything we do. Thank you to everyone who listened in today's program. Do join us again next Sunday for another discussion. Have a peaceful and productive week ahead of you. Leaving you with the sounds of Lionel Richie on this one that is titled Still.
Just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me, you said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that go away,
So many words we didn't say to people.
Still.